Hi, everybody. This is Jiminy Young with news coming out of Mosul, Iraq. The Iraqi Prime Minister al-Baadi is upbeat on the battle to take the city of Mosul away from Islamic State. That's the headline. Kent Timmerman and I will have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to talk about the Iraqi Prime Minister, pretty much upbeat on the Mosul battle they're trying to retake from Islamic State, a battle for the heart and soul and future of Iraq, is it not?
It absolutely is, Jimmy, and the reports we're getting from the ground is that the ISIS fighters are melting away, as they have a tendency to do, rather than have a head-on confrontation with large, well-equipped military forces.
Let's remind everybody that basically there are three different groups in Iraq. In the south, the Shiite Muslims. In the middle of the state of Iraq, you have the Sunnis. And then in the north, you have the Kurds. And they are a part of what the Kurds would like to really be, Kurdistan, a Kurdish state, very oil-rich. I'm wondering, you know, you have the Shiite militias joining with the Iraqi military to take over a Sunni/Kurdish area, and the Kurds coming in to make sure that they don't steal this piece of property from the Sunnis and the Kurds and make it a Shiite area as well.
Iraqi government forces and the Kurds have gone into Syrian Christian towns on the outskirts of Mosul. Now, you mentioned the Shia. Just this week as well, the head of Iran's Quds Force, this is the overseas terrorist wing of the Revolutionary Guards, General Qasem Soleimani, appeared in the outskirts of Mosul to cheer on these Shiite Iraqi militiamen. So far, the Iraqi government has tried to keep these Shiite militias at bay. They've kept them separate. We are told, at least, they are not integrated into the Kurdish-Iraqi government assault to liberate Mosul. They are lurking, if you wish, just on the outskirts of the battle. If they start to take an active role in this, and if they start to expel Sunni Muslims from Mosul, that could lead to an ethnic confrontation far more serious than what we're seeing today with ISIS.
That's Ken Timmerman from Washington, D.C., my broadcast partner, that says the battle for Mosul could lead to a major conflict in Iraq and the surrounding nations. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Revelation 18 talks about the prophecy that will happen in Iraq, which is biblical Babylon. If you have a moment, think about this with me. This confrontation is the last conflict that is focused on Iraq, biblical Babylon. And it is also the location where the Antichrist will rule and reign over a one-world economic, political, governmental system. The last thing that Jesus does before he comes back to the earth is destroy Babylon in Iraq. That's Revelation 18, verses 1 to 19. The stage is set for that time and this prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...